I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time for our Caregiver Corner program. And with us on our KGLO Live Line this hour, it's Lark Trigstedt. Lark, how are you?
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning, a fresh start to the day.
Yeah, and by the way, I should mention, too, this is National Nurses Week, and then it is also, today is National Nurses Day. So,
yes.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Happy day.
Thank you.
Yes. So,
and happy Nurses Day to all the hardworking nurses out there on the front line.
Oh, boy, I guess. You know, it's a happy Nurses Day every day, because I always say that's one of those positions. It is not a job. It's a career.
Yeah.
It's something that that you just dive into, don't you?
Yeah, I've always been very passionate about it ever since I was a little girl. So it's wonderful to be able to do that right here in North Iowa.
For sure, for sure. Well, today, what are we talking about now?
Well, we're talking about Grandma's Team and Wedding Through the Window.
Oh, yeah. Today, we're going to visit about being in a nursing home,
right,
and the COVID-19 pandemic. And I think many of us have seen the news clips, and we've read about families in despair due to nursing home lockdowns during the pandemic. And the residents in care facilities across the country have been isolated due to the vulnerable population that lives there.
Yes, and our comments today will focus on an online story I came across about a Minnesota grandmother in isolation at a care facility who got to see her granddaughter, on her wedding day through a window. Shauna Varner, her granddaughter, knew she would be missing out on much of what was planned for her wedding day. That's got to be heartbreaking. But the one thing she couldn't give up was Grandma Janice.
Yeah. And to make sure that the day was special, and as special as it could be, Varner's father, Jeff, contacted Emily Frericks, the director of the public relations and marketing at Country Manor, ahead of that April 25th wedding. Though his daughter's plans for a big, beautiful wedding had been derailed, the only thing that she requested was that Grandma Janice could still somehow be a part of that big day.
Aw. And the staff at the facility came up with the idea for the couple to visit Grandma Janice outside a first floor window. And so on the day of the wedding, Fredericks, the public relations director, and her team helped Janice pick out the perfect dress and jewelry. And since their salon was closed, the team members did it all themselves. And even the night before, they did her hair. The morning of, they did her makeup, and they got her feeling her very best. And it almost felt like it was her wedding day.
And when Varner arrived, the song Marry Me was playing. And the team saw the emotion in Janice's eyes. It was really emotional for all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Though they had planned for Janice to do a reading from the window, it was difficult for the couple to hear. Instead, the team recorded a video of what Janice would have read in order to send it to the couple.
You know, Tim, long-term care sites have a turnstile of workers, volunteers, clergy members, and guests who treat, entertain, and minister and chat with residents, all of whom could potentially introduce or spread the virus. So, you know, measures have been put in place to avoid transmission, so the long-term care team has been modified. But the essential hands-on care workers, such as our wonderful certified nursing assistants and support staff, they help patients with daily tasks such as bathing and eating. And, you know, they are the frontline help key for the residents to regain their mobility, especially after a fall or illness. And their 24-hour care continues on, virus or not. And although there is still much to be learned about the COVID-19, research points to the disease being deadlier for older and at-risk patients, as we've mentioned.
And Iowa experiencing a surge of coronavirus outbreaks at long-term care facilities, according to the Associated Press. This was April 28th, 2020.
Right. right? And not only the residents, but the staff, the patient care staff are becoming ill despite the strict isolation and ramped up what we call universal precautions. There's no better time to reach out to the families of at-risk older adults who are marginally living on their own in our community. Connect with information and resources to reduce the risk of an at-home crisis that could lead to long-term care placement.
So form your own family at-home team.
There you go.
Yeah, to prevent as much as possible the loss of independence like the grandma in this particular story had to go through.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And many of us have been on both kinds of caregiving team, professional and personal. It's not as rosy as it seems looking from the outside in. It's tough, and teams need resource information to prevent that loss of independence or what we call in geriatrics functional decline. That's why SageLink was created, and SageLink is a virtual resource of tremendous information. And again, the acronym SAGE stands for Staying at Home, A, Aging and Family Topics, G, Growing Your Own Skills in Well-Being, and E, Everyday How-Tos for Caregiving. SAGE.
SAGE.
Yeah.
So this is all a part of the SAGE link.
Right.
And research has shown that communication and teamwork are among the most important aspects of high-quality health care. The individual, the family, and caregivers are all vital parts of the team.
Exactly.
And our window of opportunity for well-being.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better, Tim. You know, let's hope that all the future wedding plans of families and older adults are as special as the one we talked about today, Grandma's Team and Wedding Through the Window.
Full steam ahead for everybody, right?
That's right.
Yeah, keep planning and good things will happen. And
Yeah. It's just amazing to see the behavior changes in the citizens all across the United States. So we can do it to improve our health for all of us.
Well, Lark, it's a pleasure talking to you as always.
Yeah.
And again, a big salute to you and to all of the nurses. That is important to what we do and so vital again. Hey, that connection, SageLink, how do they get to that information
right.
again?
It's NorthIowaSageLink.com. Easy to go to 24/7. You have a question, hopefully we have the information to help you.